getting better.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, we're talking to Mark Phillips, who is now conceiving a show that might deal with reincarnation. Have you encountered other similar episodes you'd like to recount before we get on to some more ghost stuff?
What, reincarnation?
Yes,
okay.
We'd like to hear more.
Well, I mean, there's lots of great stories out there, but I would prefer, if you don't mind, to save them for my pilot that I'm doing to sell the new show.
Well, there's a bunch that have to do with reincarnated Rinpoches from you know, Tibet and stuff.
I think you're going to have to sit down.
It's a pretty fascinating arena. I'm not sure whether as many people believe in reincarnation as who believe in quote unquote the paranormal, but it's kind of the same church, just a different pew. But there are many even famous people who believe, who sincerely believe that they were reincarnated. Stephen King believes that he was reincarnated, that he was Jonathan Swift in a former life. Personally, I like Jonathan Swift's work better than Stephen King's, but there you go.
General George Patton.
General George Patton thought he was, who was it again? Hannibal.
Hannibal. I think a Roman centurion or a Roman general, if I remember correctly. Uh-huh. Hannibal was the main one.
We segue back to ghosts. Comment from one of our listeners, Parareality Saint. What a name. He asked a number of questions I think we've kind of covered, but one is, are ghosts necessarily benign creatures, or there is some demonic aspect? What's your
take? Oh, no. It runs the full gamut. There's benign, and there's really demonic.
Yeah, there are some scary ones out there.
What's the scariest you've encountered amongst the shows that you've recorded?
Well, the ones that we've had a number of stories that have involved scratchings, and that's really bizarre stuff. That's really, really bizarre stuff.
Now, is one of those Tony Pickman and the Sally House in Atchison, Kansas?
Oh, we did that story a long time ago.
Yeah.
We did that story a long time ago.
Yeah, I investigated there. That's the real McCoy there, I think.
Yeah, that's a really bizarre place.
He actually revealed
on the show something that he has never revealed in the past, and that is that he actually killed the neighbor's cat. He actually stuck a knife straight through the cat.
Why?
He was driven to evil, because it's such an evil thing to do, to kill a cat with a butcher knife.
Wow.
But he got to a point where he wanted to kill his wife.
Yeah.
They just had to get out of that house. I believe that house is still empty.
Yeah. Well, I think the team that I went in with was one of the last teams to investigate there for a number of years. And it was the first time Tony and his wife had been back in the house in a year and a half, 2 years. And same thing happened to him. He got, you know, the scratches developed right on camera. We were down in the basement area, and some presence started coming up through the floors. I mean, that was real. It was,
it's a very, very freaky place.
Yeah, I have never felt anything like that in all my years of being out in the field and doing things. That's the real McCoy there.
I'll tell you what, Mark, you're going to have to get together with our co-host, Chris O'Brien. He has done a lot of research, and maybe there are things he can help you with. I'm serious.
You should just get a hold of me. If I can one more time tell your audience, if there are people out there who have a story with evidence and they want to reach out to us and come on our show, they can email us at myghoststory@mppt.tv. It's mppt.tv. So it's M as in Mark, P as in Philip,
ah.
T as in production, T as in television, dot TV.
Okay, so it's Peter, Peter, or Phillips, Phillips, TV. Dot TV. It's confusing. You know, let's we'll try to step up.
It's Mark, Peter, Peter, Tom, dot Tom V.
Okay, now we got it, and we'll try to reproduce it in our site. I have a question here, which is more than a comment. It's from one of our new members of the forum called Nameless. I'm serious. That's the name he chooses to use, or she chooses to use. And this is more of a statement than a question, but I'll ask it. Hello. Ghosts, ghouls, and specters have always been a part of humanity and a facet of every culture. It seems like they're built into the fabric of society, yet due to its temporal, translucent, and ethereal nature, has never been taken too seriously. I would really like to know from an experiencer and as a professional in the field as to whether Mark feels that apparitions are a natural anomaly or entity rooted to a material place outside of the experiencer, or maybe is a shared psychological occurring phenomenon created by the witness or witnesses, a form of collective subconscious tulpa. Now, that was a hard one to read, I'll tell you, folks.
That was good. Bad. You did good, though, Gene.
Thank
good.
You. I'm at, you give me a raise later, right, Chris?
Yeah.
And my answer to her is yes.
Or him. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, the long answer is yes. The short answer would be, I think what she was getting at, or he was getting at, is the possibility of a collective manifestation of phenomenal events, similar to creating a tulpa, which would be a manifested spirit being that actually becomes physical, and this comes from the Tibetan tradition. So I think they were trying to differentiate between the various explanations for these things, and I think your short answer of yes, they're all probably true, is at least that's what I took your single word answer to mean.
Exactly.
I think we're dealing with something very complicated, as I'm sure your team has found out. There are no boilerplate explanations for any of this, in my mind.
So is it that some people are meant to see ghosts, born into it, or it just happens?
I think that it's a combination of both. Yeah. But sometimes it just happens, and some people are just meant to see them. I mean, because I've met people who are just so in tune with this stuff that they uncover things wherever they go.
Yeah.
Is it part of a belief system that's maybe inherently you believe there are ghosts, therefore if you go to the right place at the right time, you'll see them, but if you're not really into that, it's not going to happen, or am I just barking up the wrong tree?
I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, I agree.
But you just brought up an interesting memory that I'm going to share with you.
Sure.
My, I don't know if you know anything about my background. I was born in England. I grew up in Canada, and I came to America to work in television. And though I did work in television in Canada as well, my father passed away at a very young age, had a very hard life, and my father was a tailor, a woman's tailor by trade, and when we emigrated from England to Canada, he couldn't get a job. You think he would have researched in advance, but anyhow. So he ended up making drapes. He then went on to become a truck driver at a meatpacking company. But he was a very talented tailor and very talented at making drapes. I mean, if you can make a woman's suit, you can make a set of drapes in your sleep. So all this leads me to he had made drapes that covered the entire wall of their bedroom. And after my father passed away, it was several years after he passed away, my mother was in bed and trying to fall asleep, and she saw my father appear through the drapes, come around to the side of the bed, and then he put his head on her lap. And then, poof, disappeared.
This segment's going to disappear. We have Mark Phillips with Gene and Chris. You're in
The Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Mark Phillips with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. Mark telling us of the time not long after his dad had died that your mom saw him through the drapes.
And let me put this in context for you. My mother is not the kind of person who you would think would be seeing ghosts. She told me about this about 9 months ago. I was up visiting her in Toronto. And she told it to me after I asked if she's been watching my ghost story, because it's very popular in Canada. And she said she watched it once, but it scared the crap out of her. though she didn't use that word. And then she told me that story, and it actually blew my mind, because it was like, holy, this is just not my mother. My mother is as straight and as uncomplicated as an arrow. So for her to have that kind of experience and talk about it, and for wait so many years to tell me about it, wow.
Yeah.
Did you think that maybe you think she's crazy?
No, I just think that given the context of one of the shows that I'm doing is all about ghosts, I think she just felt that she could tell me and I wouldn't think that she was crazy.
Did she ever have any other experience, or was this a singular event?
The only event she ever told me about.
So maybe there's something else there if you talk to her the right way.
Yeah, maybe.
Buy her some perfume. Send her a gift and tell your ghost stories. Any other members of your family have strange things happen to them since we're going in that direction?
No, I have a very small family, so not really. No, not at all. Not at all.
I understand this because the same thing is true with my family. You know, my parents never paid attention. My brother sort of paid attention, but he did it in a way that he could poke fun at me, I think.
Right.
As that happens. So it didn't happen to me. How about the people that you recruit as part of your staff? Are these people you've worked with for years, or those who joined you because they had a particular interest in the subject?
It really, most of my staff, especially the people who've been working with me for many, many years, they're just really, really good storytellers. Because that's what television is all about. It's all about good storytelling. And if you're a good storyteller and you can wrap your arms around the material or wrap your head around the material, then you're going to do well on my ghost story. I would say that in terms of editors, which is one of the hardest things to do on this show, there are a number of my editors who are true believers, and they cut really good stories. And then there are a number of editors who they're kind of skeptics, but they really know how to tell a good story when cutting it together. So it's a combination of both. I'm not evading a specific answer. It's just there are some people who are more into it than others, but that's not necessarily what makes a good producer or editor for my ghost story. It's the ability to be able to tell a good story.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You have to leave your own personal belief system outside the edit suite door. And,
exactly.
And like you said, you know, do your job and tell the story correctly.
There you have
it. I have a question for you concerning the electronic voice phenomenon. How important a part does that play in your evidence gathering process?
Oh, I love that stuff. And if you've watched my ghost story, you should see how we present it.
Yeah.
We have a very specific graphic that we use to illustrate visually the sound. And it's very cool. I love EVPs. I think it's great stuff. We have some really phenomenal EVPs.
Yeah. Michael Esposito has been on the show in the past. Took a little bit of flack for his reliance on cheap digital hand recorders. People saying, well, why don't you get, you know, state-of-the-art microphones and recording equipment. And he seems to think that RCA equipment is somehow designed in a way that does allow it to be more efficient in terms of picking up EVP. And, of course, the skeptics argue and say, well, it just has crappy circuitry, and so you're producing more noise with with that particular, technology, and that's why you're getting your more EVPs, relatively speaking, to other gear. Where do you come down on the actual science, if there is such a thing, regarding EVP?
I can't come down on anything because we've had EVPs recorded on all kinds of different equipment, all the way from a cell phone to a reel-to-reel tape recorder. It's recorded with good microphones and with no microphone. So I've heard it all over the place.
Yeah, he just got back from Rome and did EVP sessions in the basement waiting area of the Colosseum. And he's pretty convinced that he has quite a number of different languages, including ancient Greek, that he feels he's captured. And he also was able to capture an extinct form of Potawatomi in one site that he did in the Midwest, and only a handful of people still were able to decipher
wow.
language, which I find very, very compelling. Hard to just throw that one out with a skeptical dismissal. That's pretty compelling evidence to me, and I think EVP is a very important investigative tool, and obviously you guys are relying on some Class A EVPs to present.
But once again, I would never, we would never do a show that's just based on an EVP. It would be an EVP plus some kind of, plus
right,
something else.
Well,
you're still producing a show. It has to have a visual appeal, not just a great story.
Yeah,
right.
It's always, you have to have multiple pieces of evidence.
Right.
To make a good story.
To really fly.
And I suppose also, Mark, it's a juggling match that you want to be true to the story, present it accurately, but you also have to be presenting a product, as they say in show business, that is entertaining to the people who are watching it and keep their attention.
Correct.
And it's kind of a juggling match to do that without, of course, pandering to the audience, but to be true to your material.
You always have to be true to your story.
And
good to hear you say that, because there are some programs that aren't.
In the reality world, well, actually, all over TV. I mean, you know, there's a lot of junk. There's a lot of junk on TV. But there's a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of good stuff as well.
Yeah, even your network news.
Yeah.
Makes it difficult. I guess the part of it is that there's such a clamor for reality TV these days. And obviously, they have to be stretching the envelope here. Is there a point where this kind of reality show is going to go out of style and back towards more scripted programming, or what do you think?
Never. It'll never happen. It'll never happen. There's too much product required in the, especially in the cable universe. And, you know, one of the reasons that I've been in television for a long time, and I've been in reality, or alternative, is sometimes called, my whole career. I have done some scripted stuff, but I've always been in this space.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into more of this in a moment. Mark Phillips joins us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com. CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
As we closed out this segment, you mentioned that you've been mostly doing reality programming as opposed to scripted programming. What attracted you to reality programming in general?
That's how I got my first job.
That'll do it for you.
My first job was as a researcher on a sort of a wacky talk show. That was, I was hired in Toronto, but it was shot in Montreal. And it was produced by a big American production company in Canada called Columbia Pictures Television. And it was through them that I got down here, but I had always done talk shows and game shows and panel shows, that kind of stuff. And, it occurred to me in the, probably the late 80s, I was a studio executive at MGM UA, that this was going to be an arena of television. It was going to grow because so much of the scripted material was costing so much money.
Yeah.
And especially for the writers. And, you know, if you analyze the shows in the late 80s, early 90s, the sitcoms and some of these guys are being paid huge money to write absolute junk.
Thank you, my friend, for saying that.
Because it was. It's absolute junk. And I remember the writer's strike a few years ago, and I would drive from my home to my office, and I'd drive by Fox, and there were all these writers out there with signs, you know, that somehow the business has ripped them off. They ripped us off, as far as I'm concerned. I got to tell you something. To write a sitcom and be funny, you got to be really, really good. And the networks finally came to the conclusion, you know what? We're paying through the nose for garbage. At least reality, it doesn't claim to be anything else but garbage.
Well, you know, I tell you something.
You're not fooling the public with a bad joke.
You know, I watch these coming attractions, and I watch some series TV each evening. I think there's some shows that are really well done. I'm a fan, say, of Fringe. I think it's very imaginative. I think some great shows.
Well, I'm a fan of House, and I'm so sorry it's going away.
My that wife has gotten a little bit, as they say, disenchanted. But, you know, Hugh Laurie is such an incredible performer. Some people suggesting he should be the next Doctor Who, by the way. because he has that quirkiness to him. But the last episode, for example, he directed, I thought was a really well done episode, where his friend on the show,
right,
has cancer, and he's showing him going through chemo and everything else. It was a fascinating show. But I'm glad we kind of think alike about stuff like that. Moving on to our little corner of the world here. A reality show, people understand it if they've had ghost experiences, or they understand because it's happened to them, or they know people to whom it's happened. But what about the mainstream scientific community? Now, you can say, look, we're producing an entertainment show. Yes, it is reality. We have no obligation, or do you think that scientists ought to be interested in figuring out what's going on?
Oh, I think they should be. I gave you the example of the guy who's developing the full-spectrum camera. He's
obviously
a scientist, for crying out loud.
Sure.
And,
but he's such an exception.
Well, I mean, I've run into a number of very, very well-educated people who are really into it and who are investigators. Dr. Renee Cruz, I don't know if you know of her. I believe she's out of Massachusetts. But, you know, she's a mechanical engineering professor and is, like, totally trying to use the scientific method to prove that something is haunted.
Yeah, so it may
take a while. It may take a while.
You think that shows like yours and the fact that so many millions of people are interested will encourage scientists to say, you know what, maybe we should take a look and see what we're talking about?
I'd like to think so. I had drinks with a buddy and bandmate of mine on St. Paddy's Day down in Santa Monica. And somebody joined us at the table, and he's a mergers and acquisition professor at USC. He's written 6 books, obviously has a doctorate. And when my friend Michael says, yeah, Mark is the executive producer of My Ghost Story. He goes, oh, I love that show. I watch that show every week. He said, no, if I don't watch it, I TiVo it. I love that show. And then he started, and you've got to remember, this is a guy who's written 6 books, is a mergers and acquisition professor. And he started telling me, you know what? In 1972, I was driving along this highway in Farmingdale, Pennsylvania, and I'm doing the speed limit, and a woman appears in front of me, and I run her down. I don't know, and I tried to brake. I downshifted. I got out of my car. I looked underneath. I looked behind. I looked to the side. There's no woman. It was a ghost. I saw a ghost. I swear to God, I saw a ghost. And this is a guy. He'd only had one beer. But I want to remind you again, he's a mergers and acquisitions professor at USC. And he's telling me a ghost story.
For example, Mitt Romney telling a ghost story.
Exactly. I mean, I said to him, do you have any evidence? He said, no. So I put one of my researchers on it, because one of my researchers is actually from that area, to see if anyone else has had a similar experience. And if there's any evidence of a woman appearing on the road, because I want to have this guy on as a storyteller, but I can't do it unless I have the evidence.
Yeah, it sounds like he acquired a new kind of angle on his belief system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's kept it all these years.
Yeah. Well, those are the types of experiences that I think really impress upon people that we are living in a reality that, you know, the age of reason in the last 500 years still has not properly, I think, and fully defined. Although we're working at it, it's baby steps, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. But I do think a lot more work has to be done. We do have to attract the powers of diagnostic science and academia to get involved without fear of ridicule, without fear of losing tenure or getting, you know, censored and that sort of thing. I think the taboo on these subjects needs to be lifted.
Well, how far back does the phrase the Holy Ghost go?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Holy Spirit.
Which reminds me of one of my favorite jokes. There's a little old Jewish man crossing the road, and vroom, a bus runs him over. And as he lays dying on the sidewalk, a Roman Catholic priest runs over to his side and takes his hand and says to him, do you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? And the little old man looks up and says, what? I'm dying? And you ask me a riddle? You're supposed to laugh.
There you go. And they say I tell bad jokes. That works. You
I like
see.
Your accent, though. That was good. That was good.
That was a real close approximation. What? See, I'm from Brooklyn. I know about them things. That's close. That's close. Now, in terms of the reaction of people when a person says these days, you know, I watch that show, My Ghost Stories, or any of the other programs, do you think people in general look at them and say, yeah, that's cool, I remember a ghost story? Do you think that people in general, which is the direction where scientists will eventually come, that people in general have come to accept that there is a paranormal universe out there and we need to understand more about it? You're seeing it in that direction.
You know, maybe this is the time where I should illuminate who the audience of my ghost story is.
Please do.
61% women. Average age, 42 to 45. Sometimes I imagine, especially when I'm watching the show, like, who in America is watching it? And what I imagine is, as I imagine women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s watching it, and about a third of them have a significant other with them who's watching it just because they want to get laid.
We have Mark Phillips with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
This is Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, and I'm here to say a good word or two about the Paracast, which I believe is the gold standard of paranormal radio. Listen to it if you can.
With Mark Phillips, with Gene and Chris on the Paracast, and we know now the secret why men want to watch my ghost story, and it's not to learn about those things. Is it the kind of subject that women are naturally attracted to as opposed to men?
Here's another interesting observation for you. I was going to say fact, but it's probably more of an observation, though it's based on demographics and studies. Women are more apt to believe in the paranormal than men. Men are more apt to believe in the existence of UFOs and aliens than women. There is a natural skew between men and women on that subject matter.
So therefore, if you are a production company or even the network, and the network says, we want to attract women, we'll go for the ghost stories. We want to attract men. It's going to be a UFO hunters.
Correct.
Is it because UFOs have the hardware aspect to them, the technology?
Perhaps, yeah. Now I never thought about that. That's actually a very good observation. Yes.
Well, I have also do a tech radio show, so I'm kind of caught up in both worlds. And Chris does a lot of technology in terms of the kind of work he does. So I guess we're the typical audience of a UFO show.
Right.
But if we want to get more female listeners on the Paracast, we got to stick with them ghosts.
You got it.
And reincarnated pets. That's also a real good one with the girls.
Oh yeah, that's as I say, we've done a number of episodes on that.
Is it the cultural conditioning that causes the demographics to skew that way?
You know, I don't know. I think it's more about I think that women are more open to things naturally spiritual than men are. I think that men are probably, you know, colder, and they only want to believe what they see in front of their eyes.
So do you find then that most of the people that you have on as witnesses or narrators in my ghost story tend to be women?
No, we try to cast it in such a way that we always have both men and women storytellers. That's not to say we haven't had stories that where both storytellers are men and both storytellers are women. It's interesting because I find that most of the ghost hunters that I've met are men. Though there are some interesting female ghost hunters, but most of them are men.
In terms of demographics, with people who actually see ghosts, it's pretty much an even split?
Yes.
Okay. What about racial, cultural, anything else that might indicate who might have a tendency to see a ghost?
No, I say that we're an equal opportunity experiencer. It's interesting. The second at my company, I mentioned him before. He's actually one of the executive producers of my ghost story, and I've worked with him for 20 years. And he's Israeli, and he told me that in Israel there is no culture of the paranormal whatsoever. It's interesting because my
ghost
story.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, no. It's also interesting that Michael's story is actually shown in Israel. But his take on it was, because I was saying to him, hey, you're from Israel, why don't we try to do an Israeli version? He says, people over there don't believe in it.
Yeah, they've got too many other pressing issues to have.
I was going
to
say, yeah, really.
Yeah.
Their personal reality is so up front and center, it's hard to think about spiritual things.
Yeah.
Well, generally, there is a decrease in interest in these subjects during times of conflict, war, civil strife. More pressing matters in people's lives tend to dampen down interest in the paranormal. And it's only when we start coming out of those periods of conflict that then we coincidentally see waves of UFOs begin to increase. And I think generally there's more of an interest in the unknown once things get a little less dicey in the world. And that's just something that I've kind of noticed in over the years of my research. Big UFO waves tend to occur after we've been in conflict overseas, for instance.
So now that we have the end of the Iraqi war, the winding down of the Afghanistan war, and maybe a slight hope that we'll get things together with Iran, maybe we'll have a big UFO flap. As a matter of fact, MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, was reporting the same thing. That's an interesting thing to ask, since you're just another guy there, Mark. Do you personally find an interest in UFOs?
Yeah, I do. I actually tried to develop a show called My UFO Story, but I couldn't find much evidence. Now, there was a show that I did a few years ago called Lie Detector. It's a very cool show where we would take people who had a story to tell and people didn't believe them, and we'd slap them on a world-class polygraph test. For instance, we put Paula Jones on the polygraph
test. Oh, yeah.
And absolutely proved that Bill Clinton dropped his doors and asked her for oral sex. One of the stories was of a doctor. He's actually a scientist who claimed that he saw evidence that the Pentagon has covered up several UFO sightings, and we put him on the polygraph on the claim that he has seen this evidence, and he passed. Then again, we had a woman from Canada who has a paranormal radio program up in Canada who came on the show and claimed that her car broke down when she lived in California on the Pacific Coast Highway, and an alien ship landed beside her and helped her get her car going. And she had talked about this story for years and years and years, and we put her on the lie detector, and she flunked with flying colors.
I'll tell you what, we had an episode last week in the PowerCast. A guy named Robert Vandenbroek from the Netherlands, and I would have loved to put that show on a voice stress analyzer and see what was going on.
Yeah, but voice stress analyzers don't work.
They don't? Not at all?
No, it's 50-50.
Okay. But the lie detector is pretty reliable.
A good polygraph with a real good polygraph operator, you can get 99.9%. But you got to have the right guy, and the questions need to be framed properly. It's where art and science meet. It's an amazing thing. I love polygraphs. I'm actually trying to redo Lie Detector. I love that show.
Is it possible for somebody who really knows the knack to beat the test?
No. You used to be able to... How graphic can I get here? You used to be able to manipulate a polygraph to give you a false positive, therefore not a real decision, you know, yes or no, he's lying, by manipulating your sphincter muscle. but you can't do that anymore because they have a special pillow that you sit on. and it will detect if you're trying to do that.
We have something to detect now, folks.
Lie detector test. I have a hard time believing that one.
Mark Phillips, tell our listeners where they can find more of the things that you're doing.
Well, one of the things I'd like to say one more time, if you don't mind, is if anybody out there has a story that they want to submit to us, they can reach us at this email address, myghoststory@mppt.tv. And that's M as in Mark, P as in Peter, P as in Peter, T as in Tom, dot, T as in Tom, V as in Victor. And
I'll tell you what we'll do here with listeners. Once I get things set up, when they click on your name on our site, it will magically open an email where they can write to you if they want.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's technology at its finest.
We'll even block the spam if we can. We'll try to encrypt it. Chris O'Brien, Our Strange Planet, coming close to a conclusion, right?
Yeah. Ben and I are working hard, and I want to thank him and Gareth for all their hard work, and can't wait to get it up. We're looking for a launch here any day.
OurStrangePlanet.com. And to Mark Phillips, thank you so much for joining us this week on the PowerCast.
I appreciate it. It was fun talking to you guys. And stay in touch. If I can ever do anything for you, let me know.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.